Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 27. Mbombela and Emalahleni starting the Thursday with 29 degrees.
Centurion, it's air show weekend. So this weekend there'll be road closures and traffic restrictions around the Bathurstkloof Air Force Base. They'll be in place on Saturday and Sunday for the Defence Air Show event.
In your sport, losses for both the Proteas men and women in their respective matches yesterday. Tickets for the Cape Town Sevens go on sale starting at 250 Rand.
We start with our money matters, and this could become quite a significant day for everyone with debt.
The question is whether they might reduce the repo rate by a full 50 basis points as opposed to 25 basis points.
Chief Economist at Econometrics Azhar Jameen says we can expect the Reserve Bank to announce this afternoon its first interest rate cut in 4 years. This comes after August inflation came in lower than expected at 4.4% year on year, in August and below the bank's mid-target for inflation. A rate cut for South Africa will follow the US Federal Reserve cutting its key lending rate by 50 basis points yesterday, in also their first rate cut in more than 4 years. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetsha Ganyahu will announce the rate cut decision at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and until then,
the whole world's coming.
More about yesterday's inflation announcement, go to jacarandafm.com, click on news. The Air Force has confirmed that one of its helicopters had to make an emergency landing in Centurion yesterday afternoon. The LOH-3 helicopter was part of the rehearsal for the Africa Aerospace and Defence 2024 show that's underway at the Air Force Base Waterkloof. The helicopter landed at the Air Force Mobile Deployment Wing, which was formerly known as the Air Force Base Swartkop. The Air Force says in a statement no one was injured, and a board of inquiry will determine the cause of the incident as well as the damage to the helicopter. In Lebanon, the death toll has risen to 20 after yesterday's second day of explosions. More than 450 people were also injured when the walkie-talkies detonated across Lebanon. It was less than 24 hours after pagers, also belonging to members of the militant group Hezbollah, exploded, killing 12 people. Willem Els from the Institute of Security Studies says these attacks point to a change in modern warfare.
We will have to wait and see what the next move will be from Israel. We see that they have amassed on the northern border. There might be an incursion that will follow. We also know that the communications within the Hezbollah has been severely damaged.
More about this on our news blog. And in America, the National Toy Hall of Fame has released its list of 12 finalists being considered for induction this year. These are the toys that will be included on the coveted list of toys that have inspired creative play across generations. The finalists for this year include My Pony figurines for the 7th time, also Transformers action figures, and first-time contenders, the trampoline and the balloon. Balloons are praised for the fact that everyone around the world know them, use them, and love them. Three toys will be selected in November to be included in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Seems like they're dumbing us down.
Balloons.
Honestly, I almost feel insulted.
I can't believe that the balloon isn't there yet.
The balloon should have been the first thing, and
thank
then we should
you.
Have evolved from there.
Yeah,
yes.
Moved on.
Yes.
No wonder there's no one making contact with this planet. It's the year 2024. We've gone backwards. I thought you were going to say like the Meccano set.
Where's yes. Lego?
Lego is there. Absolutely. Lego is there already. And also what I was amazed by was the trampoline. They've never had the trampoline.
It's not a toy.
So there is a lot of discussions about what is a toy and what should be considered a toy.
I don't think it's a toy.
So there's a book that is well known in America.
That, book of toys.
That help kids learn and read and play at the same time. And a lot of people are like, no, if you want to speak about toys, then go for what they play with.
Well, you can't have a My Little Pony with a trampoline.